Nearly all non-human mammals practice placentophagia.
It's the ingestion of the afterbirth, which is the placenta, amniotic fluid, various membranes and things. It's got tons of stuff.
Mark Crystal is a University at Buffalo psychology professor. He's also lead author of a paper calling for a study to look into the consequences of human afterbirth consumption. No study currently exists. During pregnancy, placenta serves as an organ that's attached to the uterus and provides nutrients to the fetus and hormones to the mother. But after it exits the body during birth, human cultures have historically shunned eating it, Crystal says.
They think it's crazy. They think it's disgusting.
Yet there have been passing fads that have dabbled in the practice, Crystal says.
Only some modern back-to-nature types take the opposite approach. You know, animals do it. We're animals, so we should do it. But animals do a lot of things that we shouldn't do.
Animals are instinctively drawn to placenta thanks to an evolutionary process that scientists do not fully understand. Animals don't seem to suffer any negative results, and their willingness to eat it may suggest they enjoy positive results.
It helps to instantly direct the mother's attention to the infant. So when the mother gives birth, this afterbirth comes out, and it just looks fantastic. So they ingest it, and then, coincidentally, they get this pain relief.
That pain relief and desire to indulge in placenta could partly come from the fact that birth tends to be easier for most mammals than it has been for humans throughout most of our history. But with modern medicine now taking some of the pain out of birth, should humans resist their evolutionary urge and try eating placenta? And if they did, is it safe to eat? Crystal says there could be benefits, but as of now, scientists can't advocate for the idea.
I'm not saying that there's nothing beneficial in afterbirth for health. I'm just saying that there's no scientific validity to the idea that women should eat their afterbirth.
Organizing a study will be difficult, Crystal says. Researchers will have to find willing test subjects, test what parts of placenta to use and how much, and control for a placebo effect. Plus, he says there's an atmosphere of reluctance to go down this path, which could possibly shake up the current status quo thinking on this taboo topic.
You know, we live in sort of an unscientific, kind of an anti-scientific period right now, where people don't want science to shake their beliefs.
There's also the matter of securing a consistent source of placenta to use in the study. Right now, it is disposed as medical waste. But for decades, it was used as an ingredient in cosmetics. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.